Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
In a deeply personal interview, Drew Barrymore revealed that she wishes her mom was gone. So according to ET, she said in an interview with Vulture.com that she cannot wait for the day to come when her mom's gone, but that she also doesn't want to live in a state of mind where she'd rather someone be gone sooner than they're meant to be. She says she wants to get to a place where she's grown enough to want her mom to be happy and thrive. So she kind of regrets saying that. She's obviously had a very notoriously strained relationship with her mom.
She said she can't wait for her mom to die.
Well, she didn't say that she can't wait for her mom to die. And I'm very specifically using the exact words that she said in that interview, because Drew actually got on Instagram yesterday and called out a lot of tabloids for using the word dead. She's like, I never said that I wanted my mom to die.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's what it sounds like. We can interpret it that way, but that's not what she said. And she was furious that tabloids said that.
And what was the quote again?
She cannot wait for the day to come when her mom's gone, but also that she doesn't want to live in a state of mind where she'd rather someone be gone sooner than they're meant to be. She said she wants to get to a place where she's grown enough to want her mom to be happy and thrive.
I think most people would interpret that as dead.
Yes.
I think, don't know the other option.
I think most would, but it's semantics.
But it's Drew Barrymore and she's a national treasure, so I believe her.
Yeah, we love Drew Barrymore. And look, I think she does regret it, because she did get on Instagram after that, after all that came out. And she said, look, it didn't feel good to say that. I'm never going to not care about her mom. So I think it's one of those things where she's like, she really spoke in the moment. She really spoke about maybe like what the deepest, darkest part of herself felt like. Like it would just be easier for her to be gone. And she's like, but I don't want her to be dead. It's just, I just not sure I want her a part of my life. And that's how she would like to reframe it.
Yeah, I feel like that is like a dark thought in the back of the mind, but it's not something that you actively wish every single day. It reminded me of the Jeanette McCurdy book, Glad My Mom Died.
Exactly. And it sounded like something like a hurt child would say. You know, when you're a kid and your parents really hurt you and you're like, I'm running away, I hate you. And then you go stand on the other side of the door and you don't run away. Like you don't really want to run away, but you want like that little part of yourself to be heard. And I think that's probably what came out in that interview.
I literally tried that with my dad one time and he literally said, I will help you pack.
I tried it too. I took some loaf of bread and some wrestling mitt.
Come on.
Damn serious. I went downstairs to the park and was like, yeah, this ain't gonna work.
A loaf of bread.
I took a loaf of bread, thought I was good.
It's some wrestling men.
That's what I am.
That's all you needed in this
That's
world.
Made sense. How old were you at the time?
I was probably like 11.
It made sense at the time.
Something like 9, something like that.
11, you could have made it. I remember I was in kindergarten and I was like, I'm getting out of here, but I'm 5 years old and I wouldn't make it on the streets of the suburbs. It wouldn't have worked. Drew also talked a lot about her romantic life as well. She's like, after 3 marriages that ended, I'm done. I'm not open to being in a relationship. According to ET, she says she's, quote, genuinely tired and exhausted from it, which relatable.
I think anybody goes through that after a breakup. You're just like, I am so exhausted by all this. I am done. And that usually lasts about 8 weeks.
Well, but even when you're single, like I'm in a phase where I'm sick of this. This is bull crap. It's annoying. It's just like, where are they? Like, there's got to be someone out there who will love you, right? But she says she's in therapy right now, trying to figure out why she doesn't want one, which I thought was interesting, because I know she has 2 young daughters and she's obviously working through this mom stuff in therapy as well. But I thought it was interesting that even though she feels exhausted by it, that she like wants to get to the bottom of it and almost fix it.
You know what I think would be really interesting if we have time? I wonder if there's anybody listening that is so committed to never being in a relationship. Now, your date, do you tell the people that you're dating right off the bat? Is there anybody that honest saying, I just want to let you know that I am not open to any kind of committed relationship whatsoever? You'll date, but just no relationship? 1-855-BIRD-SHOW.
I've done that.
You have?
I don't know how long it was, but for a window of time when I would date, I would lead with that. Like, I'm completely into dating, but I don't want anything super committed right now. It wouldn't work out for me.
God, and that just makes you so much more wanted, probably, from a woman.
It does. It's so messed up that it does.
I know.
It's backfired on me quite a few times.
What a great strategy.
I feel like if you would have went in going like, yes, I have a plan to be married in 3 months, they would have been like,
pew! Yeah, right. You're right.
But you legitimately right off the bat say, hey, just want to let you know we're going to have a great time tonight, tomorrow night, whatever, but I am not open to a committed relationship whatsoever. And you say that right off the bat,
right,
and they stick around.
Yeah, it's surprisingly, because I always thought it would be like, oh, never mind, I'm out of here. I honestly don't think that ever happened time.
You're like a wild stallion they think they can break.
100%. That's what it becomes.
Good morning, Sloan. You were on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hi. I was just listening in, and I have for 3 years been telling people I'm not willing to commit.
And has that changed their attitude at all about wanting to date you?
Yes, absolutely. You know, some men are ready for a relationship. Some aren't. I'm a single mom. I don't have time for it. I'm invested into my career. My daughter's into competitive sports. So my plate is full, and I the only time I have tried, I don't have enough time for somebody. So it's kind of better for them, honestly, I think.
No, I feel you on the single parent thing for sure. I mean, your time is everybody's time is super, super precious. But you got a kid, you want to know right off the bat if somebody's going to stick it out or not. I would rather that 100% honesty.
Me too, 100%.
Yeah, at least you're upfront about it. One of the biggest reality shows of the 2000s is making another comeback. More on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.